You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You're on the BFM Breakfast Studio. You're on the BFM Breakfast Show, and in the studio, we've got the wonderful Molly Payton. Kia ora, Molly. How are you this morning?
Good. I'm a little sleepy.
Well, evidently so am I, so I'm glad we're in good company here. It's so nice to have you up here because you're about to do some really exciting travel. You're heading over to the UK for a bit, and you've got new music on the way as well. You've been busy. What's been going on for you at the moment?
It's been a very chaotic year. I didn't intend to move home to New Zealand last year, and then that very quickly did turn into me staying for a year and a half and recording an album, which is really exciting, and now I'm putting that out. I am heading over there, which doesn't seem fair, but
it is. You've just walked us up to the edge of this brilliant new record, and then you're disappearing back off
exactly.
Again.
Giving everyone trust issues.
So what's been going on? Because being home is kind of obviously an interesting thing for, I think, anybody who's been overseas for a while. But particularly when you're someone who's making art, there's like different layers to what being in different spaces often means. For you, what was it like coming back here? Did you intend to do writing? Did you intend to kind of dive into that world when you were in this space?
I had a bit of a creative cocktail happen of I got like dropped by my label and then had to part ways with my manager that I'd had for 5 years right after I'd come home. So it was obviously a pretty unsettled time, and I'd actually written a record before that I thought was like the best thing I'd ever done. But I ended up scrapping the whole thing and rewriting a full new project when I came back, just because I feel like I wanted it to be a fresh start, I guess.
That's quite a brave thing to do, to scrap a whole album's worth of content. What was the decision-making process like for you about that? Did it just feel like this is what has to happen, or did you kind of have to have an argument with yourself about it?
I think, like, I realised that my project before hadn't really dealt with some of the biggest things that's happened to me in the last few years. But being home and being surrounded by some of my favourite people to work with, I suddenly just felt, I guess, a little bit safer to dig into things a bit more. So I realised, what better time to get into the nitty-gritty and start fresh than when you've got no album manager or, you know?
Like, a blank slate, really. It's a nice... I mean, it can be a wee bit scary, but it can also be a pretty freeing thing as well, perhaps.
100%, yeah.
There's definitely a sound shift as well. I mean, Ashfelt, we were just joking off here about how everybody says Ashfelt differently. How do you say it?
Well, I sing it Asphalt, but after we recorded it in the studio, we had like three of my friends in there and everyone had a different way of saying it. And I think I've actually combined the two, because I think there's Ashfelt or Asphalt.
Asphalt.
And in the song I say Ashfelt. So okay. I think I got stressed and
secret
I tried
option
to please
number
everybody.
Three. Yeah. But it has got a different sound. It feels like you've stepped quite deliberately into a new sonic space with the writing that you've been doing. Was that a deliberate move, or was it something that just kind of happened from the time and the place?
I think the record kind of has everything that I've done so far in it. That was important to me, to not like, I don't know, I never want to like alienate my listeners, you know, especially when you've, you know, lost your whole support, musical support network, I guess. But Asphalt, the reason why I released that song first was because I didn't have a team around me, and I was like, this is not really a single, it's definitely not a first single from your first record. But I just, sonically and lyrically, that's some of my favourite song on the album. And I just felt so confident in it that I felt, I don't know, just felt like it was a good move. But the rest of the record definitely has more of those, like, you know, shoegazy, rocky elements and the classic singer-songwriter stuff as well.
So. Yeah, totally. You've managed to play some amazing shows while you have been home as well. Opening for Alex G was pretty pinch-me moment, I would
don't
imagine.
Don't even get me started.
How was that? That was a pretty special gig.
It was, honestly one of the best nights of my life. I think partly because my whole band is like, Alex G is like everyone's favourite musician. So it was pretty surreal. We got to meet him and his band after, and I was like super awkward and like didn't say stuff right and all of that. So yeah,
I feel like he would have probably been on board with that though. That's
he's super awkward.
Yeah, that's his whole shtick.
It was kind of nice actually. It was seen.
Yeah, it was a really amazing performance, and it got me really excited about these new songs that you've written as well. You've got such a cool crew of friends around you that you seem to have like really gotten to a groove with playing with and sounding these things out. What has the experience of playing together been like in this time? Because was it something that you were just grabbing mates who you knew could do bits and pieces, or did you have like a game plan for who you saw as being your band?
I have been incredibly lucky with the people I've kind of fallen into being here. I met both of them through the people I'm about to mention. I met both of them through my boyfriend / my drummer, Isaac. Two of his best mates from Dunedin had just moved up to Auckland around the time that I was kind of settling down here. So Reuben Scott, who's his project Soul Water Criminals, is one of my favourite bands. He is just like the best musician ever, like at drums, guitar, everything, vocals, like he's lyrically just like one of the best writers I know as well. So having him around I think was very useful when recording the album. And then Damon McCabe as well had moved up, his project's Jack Berry, and he kind of became my main sounding board, I guess, as I was like getting used to being an independent artist. Like he was the one that I, and we all actually lived together as well.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just lucky to have these two really solid, creative, great people around when I was doing the record, and it was definitely a huge part of getting set up.
Feels like, you know, a really strong kind of scene that you've developed in this last year and a half. All of those artists kind of in an exciting early stage of kind of establishing what their sounds and their kind of visions for the work that they're making is. It feels very cool. What is the goal for this UK time for you? What are you looking forward to?
I've got new management now who are based over there, so I think they really wanted me over there to start pushing the record and stuff as it comes out. But on a more personal note, like half of my life is there, you know, like a lot of my closest friends. So I think I just felt ready for a change. I love being in New Zealand and I will probably be back in like 6 months. But often I feel like there's a lower ceiling here, you know, of like how much you can accomplish. And I get so comfortable that I start to feel a little bit like I don't push myself enough creatively. So it's like nice to be able to do both.
Have a foot in both worlds.
When I can afford it.
Yeah. Yes. But it is nice to have a foot in those two different spaces and kind of be able to take what you need and contribute what you want into those different places as well. I'm so excited about the record. Got any sort of timelines yet for when we might hear things? You've got a new single coming out in just a couple of days.
I've got a new single coming out in a couple of weeks. Just after I get over there, and I'm very excited about that. I feel like if Asphalt was establishing the, I guess, emotional vibes for the album, Accelerate is establishing the energy.
Ooh, okay, that's a nice way to frame it.
Yeah, it's more like rocky vibes, very fun, like song to drive to with your friends.
Yes, that sounds like a perfect track to establish a new sort of era with. Well, we're going to listen to Asphalt.
However you want to say it
this morning. But it's been really nice to have you in the studio, Molly, and best of luck for all the UK travel. Look forward to chatting with you when the record's coming out as well.
Thank you for having me back.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.